You're listening to 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Omenzon. Every winter, Western monarch butterflies make their home on the Central Coast. Come spring, no one knows exactly where they go. For KAZU, Vinnie Tong reports on the search for the monarch's other home.
Spring is a solitary time at the Pacific Grove Butterfly Sanctuary. The tourists are gone, and so are most of the butterflies. No one, including scientists, knows exactly where they go from here, which is where the next generation is born. Enter ecologist Louis Yang. In his lab at UC Davis, a research assistant feeds tiny cylindrical tubes into a machine about the size of a small microwave.
It's a grinder. It's a magnetic grinder thing that she's actually grinding monarch wings.
Yang studies the monarch butterfly. With one of his studies, he hopes to answer the question, where do monarchs go when they leave their winter homes along the California coast? To figure that out, Yang's team gathered monarchs from four sites along the coastline.
The monarch wings are frozen in liquid nitrogen, and then a magnetic impactor smashes them to a powder. And then that powder is analyzed with a mass spectrometer.
The researchers analyzed that powder to see how much hydrogen it contains, which tells them roughly where the butterfly was born.
Water from rainfall contains both of these forms of hydrogen, hydrogen and deuterium, in a ratio that changes as rain clouds move over the continent. So on the coast, there is a certain ratio of hydrogen to deuterium, but as precipitation moves further inland, that ratio changes.
Yang says that ratio tells us a lot.
When we measure the hydrogen that is built into the wing of the monarchs, we can get a ratio of hydrogen to deuterium and then make some kind of guess as to where did that monarch develop as a caterpillar.
If Yang can figure out where the butterflies are born, that's information that conservationists are eager to have.
Very, very important project.
That's Scott Black. He's executive director of the Xerces Society based in Portland, Oregon. It keeps count of the monarchs that overwinter along the coast. The numbers fluctuate from year to year, but the overall trend is down, a steep 90% decline in the past 15 years. To maintain or even boost the monarch population, Xerces is leading a massive effort in the western U.S. to plant milkweed. It's the only plant where monarchs lay their eggs. Black says Yang's research will give them a better idea of where to plant the milkweed.
Knowing where these butterflies actually are in the landscape, laying their eggs, and where the young are feeding on these milkweeds will allow us to do conservation of those areas and to work with land managers and others to identify really important areas for monarchs and go out and try to make sure that those areas are conserved.
If conservationists are successful,
people would see more monarchs. I mean, that is the goal. In the 1990s and in the late 1980s, there were hundreds of thousands of monarchs at sites all the way from Monterey down to Pismo Beach. But our goal is to not lose these populations. Our goal is to allow these populations to persist over the long term so that my kids, who are 7 and 9, can go to these sites when they're adults and still see monarchs at Pacific Grove.
Ecologist Louis Yang expects to answer that question. Where are Western monarchs born? In about 6 months. For KAZU News, I'm Vinnie Tong.